panier cylindrique sans fond. In English, it's gabion. In Abenaki, won we on da, baki adon so. Gadel, gooseberry, massimin. That, in parentheses, says ignoble, as was pointed out earlier. Instead of having masculine and feminine, they had noble and ignoble. And noble were animate words, or important words, or big words, or strong words, as Master would use. And ignoble is the opposite. It's something small and inanimate, or not too important. And those are the two categories. So when you see ignoble, you know that it will take a certain ending for the plural. So here for gadel, gooseberry, we see mesimin, and it says ignoble. Therefore, the plural will be mesiminal. Somewhere in my father's book, he explains the difference between the two. He calls them animate and inanimate. And certain words that will take certain endings, and others some other endings. The strong words, or the animate, or the noble words, generally take AK or IK or just K, whereas the ignoble take AL or IL or OL or simply L. The third word is gage, salaire, payment, salary. Ombent kamek, on guadon wado di. In parentheses, ombent kon means to pay. On guadasin means to hire someone to do something. Combien gagne-t-il? Quel gage? How much does he earn? Kasi t'maha nawa. Quel gage me donnes-tu pour ma peine? What salary or payment dost thou give me for my trouble? Kagos yo palolian. Donner des gages, une récompense pour faire travailler. To give a salary, a reward to induce to work, paloloon. Gage, mi pour debt, a pledge, a payment towards the debt. Klaton so, or kaltomik, or klalon. In parentheses, I gave some examples. Nikolaton, or Nikolalon, je le mets en garde. I place as security. Nikolaton would be used for ignoble words or inanimate, whereas klalon would be used for something important or something animate. Je lui en donne. I gave him a pledge. Nikoltawon. I now go to page 2. Gager contre quelqu'un. To bet against someone. Amadin. And it's the same word for jouer, or to play, or gambling. Mettre une somme sur le jeu, ou pour gager. To put a certain amount in betting or gambling. Ton wadin. Moi, je mets pour la gageure 10 castors. For my part, for the bet, I offer 10 beavers. That is to say, beaver skins. Matala nia matalak nadatasinak. In parentheses, I put JL, that's my father. 10 is medala, but Obidi spells it Matala. And Tamaqua means beaver, and the skin of the beaver is Matala. So Matala ten nia I Matalak beaver skin Nadatasinak I offer. Gay, merry, gay, cheerful, Wiaka. And there's also two words which means a gay heart, Wiagata Wulawongan, or Wigaldamta Wulawongan. Etre gay, to be gay, merry, cheerful, Wiagakon, Wiagitahon sin. Gay à entendre, cheering to listen to, Wiagatongwat, or Wiagatong so. The gaieté de cœur, out of sheer wantonness, Taika Wigondamiwi, or Taika Laldamiwi. Nuigondam means je le veux, or I want it. Gen furo, sheath, scabbard, or quiver, pitalakwongan. Pitalon is the word for quiver, or in French it is carquois. Now I am on my page number 3, and on the O'Brien manuscript, I am now on page 226. Gagne, now gagne is a misspelt. It means gagne. We have to be ready to see a lot of misspelling here. Perhaps that was the way to spell it back in 200 years ago. But now for gagne, to win or to earn or to gain, it's spelled G-A-G-N-E-R. So you just disregard the fact that it's G-A-I-G-N-E-R. That was an old, I presume, an old way of writing gagne. The Abenaki word for gagne, to earn, is tamahon, or kawahon. And in Raal, I found an example, j'ai gagné, I have won, or I have gained, natemhua, natemhua. Je gagne, I win, natemhua. Je le gagne au jeu, I win it in playing, natemon. Profiter de, to avail oneself of, allons bassin, autant bassin. Or allons bas danseau, or allons bas mouon. Profiter beaucoup, to profit very much of something, que on bassin. Profiter quelqu'un, l'attirer à son dessein, to win someone over to one's design, pegua won. Or, for if it's ignoble, pegua ton so. The 8, as I have explained earlier, takes the place of the W. There was no W in the French language back in the 1715 or thereabouts when this dictionary was finished. So instead of using OU, they got the bright idea of putting the U on top of the O and makes it look like an 8. And also it shortens the word, makes it quicker to write. But for our purpose, whenever we see eight, if it's followed by a vowel, consider it as W. If it's followed by a consonant, then consider it as OU. Toucher, obtenir, persuader de, to touch, to move, to obtain, to persuade to. Pergon la wagamin. And the first person indicative would be Pergon la wa gamon. That's to persuade by words. Kotongasin, kotomuon. And a few examples in parentheses. Nakoton ho la ka, or Nakoton ho la wa. I frighten people. I act in such a way that no one would dare touch me. Il gagne sa vie par son travail. He earns his living by his work. Udalo ka wonganek, utsi nilonsi hoso, or utsi nilonsi hodonso. And in parentheses, nilonsiwi means the soi-même, the son fond, from oneself, by one's own effort. Ne nilonsi hosin means je me le procure moi-même, I procure it for myself, I get it by my own efforts. Gagne, emporté par force, to win, to carry away by force, Tsatsagonwi ulomon. In parentheses, Tsatsagonwi kadawi uloma asi means bon gré mal gré, il prétend toujours avoir raison à ce qu'il dit ou obtenir ce qu'il désire. And that, all of that means in English, willy nilly, he pretends always to be in the right, or to obtain what he wants. And I repeat the Indian part of that is Tsatsagonwi Kadawi Uloma Asi. Now I go to page 4 of my manuscript. Gagne, to gain, to catch, as a continuation of that. Gagner une maladie contagieuse, to catch a contagious disease, patinon. In parentheses, ne patinon wa, je l'attire par parole. I win him over with words. Voilà ce que j'ai gagné, here is what I won. Yo, allons basia. Tu ne gagnes rien, you will gain nothing. Mondaatsi kagwe ketazi. Sans gain, without gain, uselessly, or in a futile way, pizwiwi. Un gain frivole, a frivolous, futile gain, pizwon badam wongan, or kuneskon badam wongan. Galant, courteous, gentlemanlike, qui cherche, qui aime les femmes, a ladies' man, in other words, oui quoi bao, oui quoi mato, courteous in speaking, en parlant, in speaking, oui quoi, in malam partem, means in a bad way, oui quoi wasco. Impudic habituel, generally immodest or lewd, nos qua wasqua, nos qua wasqua. Now the eight at the end of a word should be pronounced as if it were a W, and you do not, you just barely touch it and go on. For instance, nos qua wasqua, nos qua wasqua. you must not pronounce it Nutsqua Wasku, but Nutsqua Wasque. It's the same in my father's book. There are many words. In my father's book, there are many words that end with W. For instance, on the very first page where he speaks of God, Ktsiniwask means the Great Spirit, and that word ends with W-A-S-K-W, and you pronounce it Niwaskwa, Niwaskwa. Coming back to the manuscript here of O'Brien, at the word gal, scabies, mange, itch, tzitzik guangan, lavoir, that means to have it, to have mange, tzitzigin, mange, galer, galley, convict ship, psikadorak, ktorak, utahon biadon so, ktorak. In parentheses, utahongan means paddle. I row, for instance, is notahon bia. And ktorak is the word for ship. Galon, galoon, trimming, gold braid or gold lace, pikwon songan, or pikwon songanon bi. Pikwon songan means braderie, embroidery. Onbi, bound, means a band or a strip or border. And galon d'or, gold braid, solion bi. Galon d'argent, silver braid, money on be. Galon de faux or counterfeit gold braid, abnelac. Abnelac means iron. Galon d'étoffe, braid of fabric, masksa on be. Galon de laine, wool braid, picon on be. Galon de soie, silk border, silke on be. Garon de cuir, leather border, oulongus on bi. Oulongus means bond or corde de cuir, a leather strip. Je galon, I trim with braid or with lace. Ne da piquon sa. Gangrene, segos calicon. In parentheses, segos kiwi means into small pieces. The segos kadam, I tear it into small pieces by biting. Gans, attache, braid, edging, piping. Attache, fastening, tie. Anascamon in French means agrafe. In English, it's a clasp or a buckle. Gant, mitten, glove, mitten, menutsis, noble, plural, menutsis sac. J'en ai aux mains, I am wearing gloves or mittens, ne menutsas home. Rahl gives menutsal as the plural. Guarantee, Sanwon, sani olondo kondonso. Sani means fortement, firmly. Ndondo ka, I narrate. Now on page 6 of my manuscript, and it's page 227 of the O'Brien manuscript. Garantir, sauver, ou plutôt vouloir sauver. To guarantee, to secure, to defend against. Sagao son mon, or sagao son donso, or sagao sin. In parentheses, the sagao sin or osomol, that is, ne saga osomol, je détourne de lui le mal qui le menace. I ward off some mishap which threatens him. Je pourvois à sa sûreté. I provide for his safety. Parler pour cela, avertir, to speak with that in mind, to warn, sagawon. Parentheses, ne sagawa, je parle par avance, pour qu'on prenne les précautions contre quelque mal. I speak beforehand in order that precautions may be taken against some harm or other. And for that you say ne sagawa. Sauver en effet, to save as a matter of fact, qui gawon, or qui gatonso. Ne qui ga, je suis guéri, I am cured. Ne qui gawa, je rends la vie, la santé. I restore someone's health, I bring back to life. That's ne qui gawa. Garce, wench, hussy, trollop, matzipahinem, in parentheses, a bad woman.
Son, assis de guaca son, patsigosin, montsagosin,